Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
First, I got to say thank you very much for doing this interview. And I got to tell you, I have never had this experience before in my life. I've never had a chance to listen to anybody's CD, and the first song that I hear is talking about waiting at the door with a gun and about to shoot you, and I'm like, good gosh, oh man, this girl is raw. She knows how to write, and she knows how to talk about what's going on in the world today. I thought, this was a great song, and great music too, girl. You know how to really, you know, look at what's going on in people's lives. I think it's incredible. How do you focus on that?
Well, I really take from just my own life, really. I mean, like, or just what I've seen personally. I take a lot. My writing is inspired a lot by personal experiences or someone close to me's personal experience.
But it's also like you look back at the old school country, as I like to call it. I mean, is that important for you too?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm country through and through on every level. But but I love, you know, I like to have, I have a rock and roll side, definitely. But I also love to have those, you know, tributes to my heroes and, you know, the people that came before me that are, that's the reason I'm doing this today, you know.
Well, let's talk about the beginning, the love of music. Where did that all come from for you?
Just my dad used to, he plays guitar and sings still and writes songs. And just grew up listening to him play songs my whole life. And, you know, he has a passion for music. My whole family loves music. So I guess just kind of was born with it.
But when did you start knowing that, you know, this was something that you really wanted to do?
When I was 16, I started really knowing that I wanted to pursue this.
Nashville Stars, how did they approach you? You approached them? Like, how did that all work out?
Just an audition. I went to an audition, you know, just like with the 8,000 other people, and sang a song and got picked.
But did it surprise you how far you went with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I didn't win, obviously, but it's why I'm sitting here talking to you today. It's because of that show.
What do you think from that show, what experiences did you learn that helped your career today?
Probably a lot about stage presence. Like, you know, I was just used to playing bars in Texas, and, you know, then I'm on a national television show in front of millions. So definitely learned how to deal with the pressure of being on TV, for sure.
From there, though, you started, you know, you got your record deal, you recorded your first album, and what I thought was really cool was reading up where they felt your album was so good. It was basically, one of the best albums recorded that year, one of like top 10 recorded albums. When you hear stuff like that, how does that make you feel?
Well, you know, I am there. It's always close to my heart, every record I've done so far, because I am a singer-songwriter and because I do pour myself into it, the project. So it's definitely one of those things that, you know, when somebody ranks it high in their opinion, it's very satisfying.
But, you know, again, I want to go back to the songwriting and the lyrics. Is it really all that you look at in your own life? I mean, do you talk to other people? Do you, because I assume now you get lots of letters from people and stuff. Do you write stuff that maybe people that send you to? Because, like I said, it is just so on a personal level, on so many different things. I mean, you know, when you're talking about relationships, when you can talk about, you know, what's going on in a small town, when you can talk about, you know, not having a drink or something like that. I mean, this is real stuff about real people.
Well, that's the music I love. I'm always drawn to real music, real songs about real people, because that's what translates. I mean, happy songs and fluff is not reality. I mean, you know, so I try to just write about, you know, especially in country songs, it's about drinking and cheating and partying and having a good time, you know.
What about with this new album? What was the focus for you on this one, say, different from what you've done in the past?
This album, I didn't really start out with a certain focus, but I did start out with, what I was focused on was just really taking time to write and make sure I was going to get to say everything I wanted to say. And because for my last album, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I was on the road, I was writing, it was very fast-paced, and I didn't have a lot of time to really focus in on what the project was going to be about, which I think in turn worked, because I learned how to work out of my comfort zone, and I also learned that I didn't have time to overanalyze, so I just did what I went with my gut on it, and it worked. But this record, I really spent a lot of time focusing on my message and what I wanted to say.
Does it get harder when you're on the road to be able to see the things that you want to see? Because now you're seeing things on a different level. Because you're seeing it on the stage, not being the person in the audience.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, I'm such a fan of music, so being on the other side is a lot different. But I feel like what I do translates because it is real.
Oh, you know? Absolutely. And I'm curious, too, have you been approached in any way, though, for soundtracks or anything like that? Because I keep saying over and over again, your music is so vivid.
No, but I would love that. I would love to have a song in a movie sometime, or and anything like that would be such an honor.
Well, I think, trust me, girl, that's going to be a move that's going to be happening soon. After recording this album, was there anything that surprised you a lot listening back to it?
Just that I learned a lot about myself artistically doing this record, you know? I branched out a lot more. And when you're in it, it's hard to kind of hear everything that's going on. But just listening to the record now in its entirety is very, I'm so proud of it because I know that I expanded my horizons.
So how do you think you've changed from that person we know from Nashville Stars to this album now?
Just grown up a little, you know. I'm 25, but I've been on the road since I was 17, and I'm running a company, I'm running a business. So just, you know, had to grow up and learn about real life things. And, you know, the girl in Nashville Star was like my first really, it was like my college. It was the first time I really left home, you know. So I was kind of a wide-eyed, bright-eyed 19-year-old girl, but I've definitely learned a lot since then.
If you can give any advice to those young starlets who are looking up to you and what you're doing now, what advice can you give them for what you've learned?
Absolutely, 100% surround yourself with good people. That's what I've learned. Just really surround yourself with people that lift you up and that you can trust.
Can you get lost in this business, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's so easily you can get lost. So having people around you that you trust and that that will bring you back down to earth if you need it, or that will, you know, lift you up when you need it too. So I think that's the key to being successful.
Because you know, from what I can tell, girl, you're going to have such a long career. Who would you like to see yourself working with in the next couple of years? And is there anybody that you'd like to even do a duet with?
You know, I don't know. It's like, I would love to do some girl stuff, like collaborate with some other women in other genres even. Like, I'm a huge fan of Kelly Clarkson, and I think, you know, we could, whether it's writing a song together or singing together or whatever, could really do some damage. but I don't know. You know, there's so many people that I would love to work with. And one of my heroes is Jack Ingram. Hopefully can do a duet with him some point. And my boyfriend, Blake Shelton, I mean, we love to collaborate together. So the more, the merrier.
And what about being part of this tour? How is that helping your career, do you think?
Well, I mean, by the end of this Kenny Chesney tour, we'll have been in front of 1 million people. So it's unbelievable how you can't get that anywhere else. You know, it's definitely going to change things.
Wow. If there is one thing that you want to make sure that fans know and understand about who you are and what your music is all about in the statement, what would it be and why?
It would be about, I would say, my common thread is about strength. I'm strong in who I am. And I think that is me in real life and me in my music.
Absolutely. You can hear it in every lyric and every song that you're singing, too. Website, and do you have a Twitter that we can follow,
too? Yeah, I do. It's Twitter is @MirandaLambert.com, or at Miranda Lambert. It's Miranda_Lambert, because somebody stole my name. But and then my website is MirandaLambert.com.
Fantastic. Girl, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you so much.